In the land of Israel, the Jewish people lived happily with their neighbors, the ancient Greeks. But one day, there came a new king of the Greeks, who wanted everyone to be just like him.
From now on, King Antiochus says you have to wear what he wears and read what he reads.
Look, Tommy, a whole book about Plato.
You also have to worship his gods.
Hey, this ain't so bad.
Some people thought this new way of life was fine.
Hail Lydian.
Hail Philistine.
But others didn't.
I don't like this, Tommy. If that new king catches us with our old books, we're gonna get in a lot of trouble.
I don't care, Chucky. These are the books our forefathers read, and our five fathers, and our six fathers, and I'm not stopping now.
Hey, just what are you babies up to?
Nothing. We were just playing with our dreidels.
We made them out of clay.
Oh, yeah? What's this?
So a hero stepped forward to challenge the king, and his name was Judah the Maccabee.
Tommy, what are you doing?
A Maccabee's gotta do what a Maccabee's gotta do.
No.
He was a brave leader, and he led his people in daring raids against the more powerful armies of the evil king.
Mom, can you come help me in the kitchen?
Well, I suppose I should help Didi with the latkes.
Latkes! I love this holiday.
Oh, finally! Now I can watch my Christmas special in peace. Where's that TV clicker?
Potatoes, water, and salt? Well, somehow they just don't seem like pancakes.
They're potato pancakes, Charles. And we fry these and sometimes donuts to remind us of the oil used in the miracle of Hanukkah.
The miracle is these things have clogged our people's arteries for 2,000 years, yet we survive.
Oh, look, Boris, your playmate, the front page. Synagogue Senior's Stage Meeting of Hanukkah.
Wonderful! They took my picture for this. I give out! They use Shlomo's picture instead of mine!
What's a Shlomo?
He's an old friend of Boris from his school days back in Russia.
What friend? Ever since we were young, he always tried to outdo me. I caught a smelt, he caught a sturgeon. I caught a cold, he caught the pneumonia. I start a family, he starts his fancy-schmancy business.
Now, Dad, save your breath, Deedle. If Shlomo and Boris make it through tonight's performance without killing each other, that will be the miracle of Hanukkah.
Hey, Tommy, these cradles don't taste like clay.
And these monies don't taste as good as the ones under the couch.
I know, Phil, and that's not the only thing funny around here. Smell that smell?
Lillian.
What?
Not that smell. Mom's making pancakes.
Hey, wait, you don't suppose to make pancakes in the nighttime.
I know, but that's not all. Look.
Wow.
What is it?
I don't know, but every night I have to wear a funny hat while Grandpa Boris says some stuff I don't understand and Mom lights another candle.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, but then I get a present.
Cloud!
Maybe it's your birthday.
Every night?
Maybe they're having all your birthdays at the same time.
Yeah, maybe you're all grown up, Mary, and you gotta get a job.
I don't feel all grown up.
Well, big question. Let's blow them out.
Okay, you guys help me up.
Out of my way, stupid babies!
Hey, be nice, Angelica. It's Tommy's birthday.
Yeah, we were blowing out his candles.
Dumb babies. Those candles aren't for Tommy's birthday. Those are for Hanukkah.
Huh. harmonica.
Hanukkah. You have to when you say it.
Angelica, what's Hanukkah?
Hanukkah is that special time of year between Christmas and Misgiving when all the bestest holiday shows are on TV. Now, get out of my way. It's almost time for... Da-da-da-da-da-da! The Cynthia Christmas Extraganza Special!
I thought the rabbi just wanted the thing fixed for the end of the Hanukkah play, Stu, not reinvented.
I know, Pop, but I want Tommy to be proud of his heritage. And besides, I want to show Dee Dee I'm really supportive of Hanukkah.
Well, if you ask me, you're overdoing it.
Ha! When this baby fires up, they won't say I overdid it. They'll say I'm a genius.
What was that?
Oh, that's just Stu working on the menorah for the play. I just hope he isn't doing anything inappropriate.
You go on ahead, Deed. It needs a few minor adjustments. I'll meet you over at the church.
It's a synagogue, Hanukkah boy.
Right, right. I knew that.
Tonight, after Santa versus the alien, it's Cynthia in a very Cynthia Christmas.
Oh, yes.
The chutzpah. I enjoyed the role of king for its subtle complexity. Subtle complexity, my tuchus. Shlomo wanted to be king so he could poke me with his sword. All week in the rehearsal, poking and poking. What am I, a pincushion?
Angelica, time to go to synagogue.
But
Boris is going to be in a play all about the meaning of Hanukkah.
I don't care about the meaning of Hanukkah. I want my special.
Come on, Boris. We'll be late.
This play will be the end of me. Meaning of Hanukkah.
The meaning of Hanukkah.
No wonder your grandpa doesn't want to play with him. I had to play with that meanie at daycare once.
Oh, what happened?
First he made me lick the slide, and then he hung me from the monkey bars, and then he put a worm on my head.
Oh, you don't think he'll do that to my grandpa, do you?
If it's a grown-up meanie, it'll be much worse than that, Tommy.
Well, what happened to the meanie at daycare?
The teacher came over and dug me out of the sand, and then she made us both take a nap.
That's it, then. We've got to put the meanie of Hanukkah down for a nap.
Oh, me and my big mouth.
Thank you for inviting me to your Hanukkah fair, Aunt Dee Dee. Do you think they have a TV?
Well, guys, this is it. The cinema bar. Are we ready?
Ready.
Pillow.
Checks.
Blankie.
Checks.
Nightlight.
Checks.
That meanie is going down.
Cynthia, the night's not a total loss. Mommy never lets us have pancakes for dinner. Ugh, yuck! Tomatoes? What kind of bobo head makes pancakes out of tomatoes?
Whoa. I win!
Come on, Cynthia. They've got to have a TV somewhere.
People, Fred King is sick tonight, so Lowell Arnstein will be playing the part of the village kvetch. Hmm?
Village kvetch? You said I'd be playing the king.
I said you'd be replacing Mr. King.
But I prepared a monologue with music.
Hey, now remember, everyone, when Mr. Pickles lights the menorah, we have... Oh, dear, where's Mr. Pickles?
I can't believe how slow this traffic is moving.
So, where's your son-in-law, the brilliant inventor?
Hello, Shlomo. How's business?
Hello, Boris. How's the family?
How can we not have a TV?
Hey, look, an entertaining center! Huh?
Ah, so you want to know more about the Torah?
Huh?
It's a very special book, you know.
I'm sure it is. But speaking of specials, you wouldn't happen to have a...
Don't be shy. You know, the Torah is almost 3,000 years old, and...
You! I broke a shin because of you.
Oh, I'm really very sorry, but if you'll excuse me, I...
Oh, no. It's to the nursery with you.
I don't get it. We've looked everywhere.
It's hard to find the meaning of Hanukkah.
Well, look on the bright side.
Never mind.
At last, a quiet moment to study Torah.
Grandpa Boris!
Yudev, what are you doing?
I'm learning Torah, just as my forefathers did, as will my children, and my children's children, and...
Enough already! As king of the Greeks, I command you to stop!
Watch it with that tink!
Mind comes up with these things.
I just don't know what got into them, Esther. This is so unlike them.
Don't worry about a thing, Dee Dee. Go, enjoy.
What are you babies doing here?
We were trying to save Grandpa Morris from the meaning of Hanukkah.
But the grown-ups wouldn't let us.
Yeah, we were just gonna put him down for a nap.
Meaning of Hanukkah? You dumb babies! Have a really good idea!
Really?
Yeah, but you don't need blankies and stuff to put a grown-up down for a nap. You know what you need?
Hoppity-hop?
No.
A kangaroo?
No.
A raisin?
No! The onlyest thing a grown-up needs is a TV!
Huh?
Don't you know every time Grandpa Lou puts on a TV, he goes right asleep?
Hey, yeah!
And I know right where you can find one.
So, the tide has turned, you paskunyak! My people will not follow your evil ways!
That's it! You and me, old man, right now!
Okay, I'm lost.
I had no idea Hanukkah was so interesting.
Spaghetti!
And so the Maccabees launch their final assault against King Antiochus, and as they do, we will hear again from the Women of Zion Senior Choir.
Life, you're upstaging me.
Me? You're the one with the elders bragging. My children this and my grandchildren that. On and on.
You'd be proud of your children, too, if you had any. But now you were too busy with your fancy pants business deal.
Is that what you think?
That's what you said.
So sue me. I lied. Sadie and I, may she rest in peace, for never blessed my children. All I had was my fancy pants business. Missed it all so much. So now you know. Here. I got no one to share our tradition with anyway.
Here. You be king.
To be or Maccabee? That is the question.
What'd I tell you?
Careful, that's my soft spot!
Your whole head is a soft spot. Angelica, are you all right?
And now back to A Very Cynthia Christmas.
Yes!
Come on, you guys. Grandpa needs us.
Not so fast, babies. Me and Cynthia got some catch-up to do.
Well, who could have seen that coming?
But Angelica, what about the meaning of Hanukkah?
Stupid babies, there is no meaning of...
It's the meanie!
Oi, Sha, what is it? What do you want?
I want my Cynthia!
You want to watch the tube? Man, I'm not a people person.
What's happening?
I think the meanie's trying to squeeze her guts out.
What do we do?
I know. We can use Tommy's pillowcase and pretend we're a ghost.
That wasn't very scary.
Hey, guys, remember Grandpa Boris takes a nap when he hears a good story? Well, maybe the meanie will, too.
Babies. Quiet! What do you want from me?
Tamala! Shlomo! What's going on?
1 minute I'm trying to go home, and the next thing, I'm up to my dentures in Kinderlach.
Tamala. Here, they want you to read a story. Come, come.
You're the grandfather, you read it.
No. He wants you. Read.
Long ago, in the land of...
No. They already hide that part. Here.
Fine. And so, against all odds, Judah the Maccabee won the right for his people to live and learn in the way of their forefathers.
Gone.
But after the war, the people of Israel had a difficult task. Though Antiochus had been driven from their land, he had left their cities and their holy temple in a terrible mess.
Wow, this is worse than our room, huh, Lillian?
I don't know, Philip. I can still see the floor.
Hey, look, Tommy. It's that thingy from the top of your TV.
Yeah, but it's all broke up.
I didn't do it.
And their beautiful menorah, which was supposed to burn forever, was broken and its flame put out.
Shlomo, they don't know from menorahs.
A menorah is like the nightlight of our people. In times of darkness, it shines in the whole world, reminding us not to be afraid to be different, but to be proud who we are.
Hey, that's not bad, Cookie. You just make that up.
I'm winging it here. Give me a break.
Your Uncle Shlomo is right. It's like the nightlight of our people, and it was filled with oil.
That makes it burn. Some people use candles.
So, the people repaired their temple, but the Greeks had left only enough oil to burn in the menorah for one night.
But they lit the menorah anyway.
What are we gonna do? It'll take 8 days to make more oil.
What they needed was a miracle.
Yeah, a miracle, whatever that is.
That's when something good happens that you thought could never happen.
Well, that'll never happen.
But one day went by, and then another, and another, until finally, the 8 days had passed. and the flame was still burning. And to this day, we light the menorah every year to remember the miracle of Hanukkah.
Some say the lights of Hanukkah are always...
There you are, Pickles. Go, go! You're on!
But what about him?
Just go already!
But I say, think Antiochus.
Oh, tell me when it's over.
Didi, look!
Shlomo, we're on.
Oh, my. And so ends our little play. And may it be our sincerest Hanukkah wish that our Kinderlach will continue to carry the light of our people for generations to come. Oh. Say the blessing.
Oh, right. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah.
Look, Tommy, the BB and your grandpa Boris are playing nice.
I know, Chucky. It's a miracle.
I did it, boom, boom, I did it, boom, boom. I am a bum, chitty bum.